Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Primetime on 1080 The Fan.
Gentlemen, we all know this is illegal and against club practice. I'd like to ask at this time if you gentlemen all agree to waive all sanction against said referee or anything that might get me fired.
This is a PGA Championship Week edition of Primetime with Isaac and Sue.
Brought to you by Langdon Farms Golf Club, the best course in the Northwest for year-round golf. Book your tee time at langdonfarms.com.
It's PGA Championship Week on Primetime with Isaac and Sue.
Keep it fair, will you?
On 1080 The Fan.
Welcome back to Primetime, hour number three, a Robless edition, as he is making the pilgrimage back to Portland from Salina, Kansas, with the parental unit. But we soldier on. We've got lots of sports stuff to get to still.
We got to talk about buying Bill Walton's bongo drums.
That's right. I saw this from Blazers reporter, Blazers Mr. Everything, Casey Holdall, earlier today.
He really is a jack of all things Blazers.
Yeah, I mean, I think from writing to reporting to podcasting, he pretty much runs the gamut. Yeah. But I saw a link from him. He had retweeted someone else that noted that Hunt Auctions has Bill Walton's entire lot up for bid right now. And I haven't gotten to the end of it yet, so I don't know. I guess if I go to the last page here, I can probably find out how many total items. But we're talking about hundreds of items from Bill Walton's career. All sorts of memorabilia, everything from his World Championship ring with the Blazers, which is going for fetching about $25,000 right now.
That's going to go a lot higher than that.
The interesting thing, I haven't been on a lot of these sites before. I don't know if it's common, but a lot of them say what the estimated winning bid will end up being.
Yeah, give me an ID.
And so they think that the ring's going to go for 50 to 100K. Right now, the bid is about 25K.
Yeah, because you can get the Celtics ring, too, because he won one with the Blazers and one with the Celtics.
Right. It looks like there are 553 total items in this estate or in this auction. And the last one being his personal vintage track bicycle with Grateful Dead decoration and riding shirt. Bid's only $132 right now.
Yeah, something tells me that's going to go for more than 100. When does this close?
That's a good question. Let's see here. I'm trying to see.
Now I just pulled it up to June 12th. So
it says live auction is open for online pre-bidding until Wednesday, June 11th.
And then it closes June 12th.
Yeah.
June 12th.
So there's some time here.
Dude, this stuff's going to go for so much.
And more. Honestly, some of it's weird. I don't know why you would want it, but some of it's really cool. Some of it, there are handwritten letters to and from other superstars, either about their careers, things going on in the league, congratulations or thank yous. You got Letterman jackets. You've got bongo drums.
Bill's high school Letterman jacket with the state champs from 1969.
That's cool.
That's pretty slick.
You could get his old driver's license. You can get his 1970 passport if you want to see all the places that he traveled. There are four different Grateful Dead Father Time costumes where he dressed as various iterations of Grateful Dead wizards that you can buy.
Yeah, he's got all of his NCAA. I mean, everything's on here. He's got his two NBA championship rings, all of the UCLA championship rings, the NCAA Player of the Year. Like, this stuff's all, like, I know it's weird, but I would want something that I could, like, use. Like,
yeah.
They've got his UCLA equipment bag.
Yeah.
Dude, that
the old mesh like drawstring guy?
No. This is like a travel bag.
Like, oh, because I also saw like a laundry bag, which would be kind of funny to have.
Dude, this thing is like old school blue leather with UCLA. It still has the UCLA team tag with his number embroidered on it from the 1970s. That thing is phenomenal, and they're saying the estimated range on that is between $100 and $300. I'll tell you right now that if that thing goes for $300, I'm putting another leather bag, and I would. Like, that would be one I would use.
Yeah.
Like, I wouldn't want something to just sit at my... I would want something that like, I don't know. I'm not a big guy, like, autograph something.
Right.
But having Bill Walton's travel bag and, like, hey, what's up with that bag? Oh, it's Bill Walton's travel bag.
Yeah. And I'm seeing a couple other items, too. Like, there's this... Lot 91 is this Bill Walton Trailblazers 1977 championship bomber jacket. And it's... I don't know if you wore it to the parade or what, but it's a black Blazers jacket with, like, with red trim, like, traditional bomber style. And it's got it, and it's got 77 on there. And it's unique to them winning that event. If you just had that jacket and wore that around, that would be rad. Right next to it, you've got his 50 greatest NBA players of all time jacket when they were all honored out at half court at the 50-year anniversary of the league. So, like, stuff like that that's, like, usable... wearable, it's cool.
I wonder, like, because I'm looking here at his Letterman jacket. It's a size 46, like, extra long. Like, remember, everything is designed to fit someone that's 7 feet tall, but
that's
also
right.
really lean.
Yeah.
Like, it's a very specific, and I'm assuming most people that are buying this aren't going to wear it, but if I bought Bill Walton's Letterman jacket, I would wear the hell out of that jacket. Yeah, some of the stuff on here is really cool.
So if you're in front of a computer, check out over at Hunt Auctions and poke around. Let us know what you would take from the Bill Walton collection. Suke and I are going to keep perusing this because...
The bike would be awesome. For someone that rides a bike,
yeah.
That would be really cool.
Yeah, there's... And now I'm getting into all the San Diego Clippers stuff that he had.
Yeah.
Some of that stuff is rad because it doesn't exist. The team doesn't exist anymore.
There's a polo shirt with Wallace Park, and that's what he wore during the championship parade.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's... Some of this stuff is, and Bill was such a cool dude.
It's like, it'd be a cool tribute to kind of just keep, to have in your rotation. I like it.
And also the nicest human being that I ever encountered in my entire life. The world would be a better place if more people, myself included, were like Bill Walton. The world is a worse place with Bill gone.
Yeah, when he passed, I watched the 3-part series that ESPN made about him, and then they, you know, repumped up after his passing. I didn't quite understand just how much of an impact he had on the Portland community, basketball and otherwise, that he was just kind of this connector, this galvanizer, and really special dude. Obviously loved life, loved the game of basketball, and now there's a bunch of his stuff, 553 items exactly, out there that you can have. Some of it, not for a very steep price.
I'm dead serious. I'm keeping an eye on the... so far, I want the... Well, the bongo drums, I mean, that's phenomenal. A lot of the Walton are bongo drums, but I'm keeping an eye. I want the, you know me, I like a good leather bag.
Mm-hmm.
Keeping an eye on that UCLA travel bag.
Well, from one pro sports franchise in Portland in the Blazers to the newest franchise, the Portland Bangers.
Yes.
Now, we heard about the Portland Bangers announcement, just of the existence of the team, the creation of the team. What was it? Maybe 3 months ago?
It was really.
So for those of you who aren't familiar, this is a USL League Two soccer team.
Yeah.
And
it's the Portland Pickles of...
Of soccer.
Soccer.
Kind of.
It's owned by the Pickles.
Yes. So that's the vibe we're getting here. They unveiled their mascot, whose name is Saucy T Sausage. love that.
And it's horrifying.
It looks like a combination. I mean, I suppose it looks like a sausage. It also looks like...
It looks like a big angry penis.
It looks like a penis or a toe or both.
And then it looks like an angry penis with things sticking out the top of it.
With little penises hanging off of it.
And it's very angry. Like, and the look on it, it's scowling at you. And in the Pickles, again, who own the Bangers, They did a video, like a release where what's the pickle mascot?
Dylan
T. Pickle.
So Dylan in a lab creates the mascot for the Bangers.
Pulls him out of a brine.
Brine, and he creates, what is it, Saucy T. Sausage?
Saucy T. Sausage.
And Dylan gets knocked over, and he ends up staring up at the sausage. And I'll tell you right now, if you see that video, and I retweeted it, or you can go to Portland Bangers FC or the Portland Pickles have it. If you see that video, looking up at that naked sausage.
There's some nightmare fuel there.
It's the most terrifying thing that's happened to me in years. You imagine waking up and that is standing over the top of you? One, I would assume that an assault of some sort is about to occur, and it's not going to end well.
No. I mean, listen, the logo is funny enough. The logo's great, but I'm now watching the video of the mascot Saucy T Sausage introducing himself to the team.
Yeah.
Yesterday,
at least he's wearing pants.
Yeah, he's wearing a kit in this one. But he also kind of swings his sausage links around like they're dreadlocks.
Yeah.
The team reaction is interesting to me because I think they're being told you need to act excited for this, but it's hard to be not a little bit terrified by what you're seeing.
I would like to say, one, the Portland Pickles are great. The Portland Bangers are also going to be great.
I think they are going to be great. It's just a little disturbing.
It says T-minus 2 hours until we're banging on the pitch, by the way.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
And by the way, whatever they're doing, it's working because I have read that they have sold out all of their home games for the season.
Have they really?
Yeah.
And the Zenner sausage, which is a nice sausage, they are the official sausage of the Portland Bangers. I can't get a ticket to the Bangers.
I bet we can. Let me look further into this. We're coming up on a break here, but I did have this information in front of me before. It's since been lost, but I'm pretty sure I saw that their home tickets are sold out.
Mm. Well, I'll tell you right now because we have a good relationship with the Pickers.
Excuse me, they're sold out for the season opener.
Okay. I was going to say, I think we have a pretty good relationship with the Portland Pickles. I'm going to need a Portland Bangers kit.
I need a closer look at
the soccer jersey, like the polo shirt. Mm-hmm. I'm going to need a Banger shirt because that thing is phenomenal. Your mascot is terrifying, and it should strike fear in every other team that you play. But again, much like the Pickles, you hit it out of the park.
Oh man, yeah, they're like official league St. John's blush kit just says Bangers.
on a
pink polo. It's great.
Yeah, they've done a nice job.
And that's actually a color that's right in your wheelhouse. You'll rock that pink from time to time. I can see this fitting well in your wardrobe.
Yeah, this is gonna work. Let's go full bang on this one.
So if we had Dylan fight the sausage,
the sausage is winning.
Is it because he's scarier looking, or is it because he has more weapons to his advantage?
It's both. Yeah, he's all protein. He's no carbs. He's got the weird, the sausage links that he's swinging around. I'm telling you, look at him. He's an angry sausage. No offense to Dylan Pickle, but you don't stand a chance against Saucy T Sausage.
I think I need a Bangers
T-shirt. I don't think I stand a chance. I would not fight Saucy T Sausage.
Now, Dylan has tried to get aggressive with me from time to time.
On more than one occasion?
It's happened a couple times.
To Dylan? What's going on?
No, Dylan, it's Dylan's fault. He started it. He wanted to lift me up, and then he couldn't do it, and now it's led into multiple skirmishes, if you will.
It feels like a bad mascot game, try to lift up the fan.
Well, what? I don't know why he chose me. I mean,
I don't either.
It could have worked out well. He did attack me at the Fan Golf Classic, so I'm always on edge, ready for him.
Well,
but
you probably should be when it pickles around. I'm just telling you right now, you can dust it up with Dylan. I don't think you want anything to do with Saucy. I'm telling you, look up that
video.
Should
I befriend Saucy?
It's the only, I don't know if you can befriend Saucy. Saucy may be a lone wolf sort of thing, but
also like their tweet said, you can't spell you can't spell team without M-E-A-T, which is of course true.
Well, either way, I need to get my hands on one of these Bangers kits.
And I like the Bangers t-shirt that has the sausage kicking a soccer ball behind the word Bangers.
That's a nice shot.
That's a good one there.
Yeah, the key to launching minor league anything is you got to have cool merch. And the Pickles do a nice job, and now the Bangers.
Well, from Bangers to bonbons, the MLB bonbons are next. And let me tell you, the meme of the season has already dropped. We'll tell you more about it coming up next. Primetime, 1080 The Fan.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Welcome back to Primetime. It's time for some baseball bonbons. Bunch of little things to get to, a couple little tidbits, including the new meme that just dropped. And this is something... We're only, a month and a half into this MLB season? Maybe, is that about right, 6 weeks? So we started April, I guess, if you include, the Tokyo series back there.
Yeah, I mean, we're, almost a quarter of our way through it.
Season's still young-ish, but today we got an image that perfectly represents how some fans feel when your team blows it. It was a game between the Red Sox and the Tigers, and Alex Bregman hits a home run to make it 2-1 in favor of the Red Sox. The game is being played in Detroit, and Bregman's rounding the bases, and then you usually get an angry fan cutaway, or someone throws the ball back, or it's somebody shaking their head. Not this Detroiter. No, he's sitting in the back row of the bleachers burning a doobie. He's got his legs crossed, joint up in the air, and he's kind of just smoking it and shaking his head.
That will be the meme of the year.
That's the home run reaction shot. Yes, now.
That one shall live on in infamy. I don't know if that guy has any idea yet that he's going viral.
I would imagine by now he does. I also wonder... It appears that he's there by himself. Does he have, parents or a significant other who've now seen this and know about this? This is what you're doing? You're going to day games smoking J's?
Look, first off, you're at a day game. You're in Detroit. I'm assuming weed's legal in Michigan. What is illegal in Michigan? What's wrong with rolling one from the green vine in the back of the bleachers?
Yeah, I don't think they allow that in stadiums. Not that I wouldn't be for it. Fine by me. But, the image of the man sitting alone post-home run... Just getting through it with a doobie. I love it.
The idea of what they allow and don't allow, it's more of a sort of thing.
Yeah.
When I lived in Tampa and I would go to games in at Tropicana Field, you'd have an entire section to yourself. I'm pretty sure that you could have smoked meth in the outfield of those games and everyone would be like, whatever. He paid his $9 to get in. So that part is Detroit's good and no one was at that game.
Little choose your own adventure for you. You want to talk about the baseball's biggest MASH unit, the highest paid pitcher of the year, a politically motivated pitcher, or the Dominican Missile Crisis?
Ooh. I'm intriguing. I kind of want to hear about, let's start with the highest paid pitcher.
Yeah, so I saw this yesterday, but Max Scherzer.
Mm-hmm.
Now, obviously, the highest paid player in baseball is now Juan Soto. Right? On an annual basis?
Did he get more than Otani?
Because of the Otani deferment, I guess just
Otani's
he's making.
Otani's the highest paid player in the league.
You're right. It is Otani. However, Care to guess how much money Max Scherzer is making this season?
Well, I know the Mets were paying him a stupid amount, and they gave him
not just the Mets.
They gave him a dumb amount to go, and now Texas gave him a bunch of money. What I'm guessing he's making 40 something
more
in some change.
More.
What is Max Scherzer? What is he?
$73.8 million
this season.
How is
Max Scherzer making 70 plus million?
He's getting $15 million from the Nationals.
Oh.
He's getting $30.8 million from the Mets.
Yeah.
He's getting $12.5 million from the Rangers, and his current team $15.5 million from the Blue Jays.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
You want to talk about You want to talk about just living the high life, man? And how old is Max Scherzer?
I want to say he's like, I don't know, 37 or something like that. We'll look it up here, but that, I mean, I forgot
the way, I'd like
that
to point
the
out he is he has no record. He's 0-0.
Yeah, has he not played yet this year?
No, his ERA is 6.
Oh,
so my guess is he's played like one game. He has one
around.
Strikeout.
No, he's 40 now.
Yeah, and it says Scherzer suffers injury setback.
Mm.
So that was 2 days ago. Blue Jays receive unfortunate Max Scherzer news. So he's getting $78 million to not play?
For four different teams.
Oh, my goodness.
I didn't realize the Nats were still paying him. That was the surprising part to me. I mean, I knew about the Mets and then the Rangers, but I hadn't put together those figures. But then you include the $15 million from the Nats, too. It's like,
good Lord.
$73 million, and we're not really even pitching this year.
I had no idea. Yeah, he's been on the injured list due to right thumb inflammation.
Interesting.
And he made his season debut March 29th. Gave up, obviously, he's got an ERA of 6, and he's been working his way back. But apparently, he's got back tightness. So
yeah.
I'm still trying to process the fact that he's going to make $78 million.
Yeah.
So he is the highest paid player in baseball because Otani's $70 million a year.
Right. So technically with what he is bringing in this season from four different teams that still owe him money, Max Scherzer, your highest paid.
So Otani's at 70, Soto 51, Wheeler 52, or 42, Judge 40, and Bregman's at 40. And that donkey is at 78?
Yep. Excuse me, 73.8.
Oh,
so
sorry.
You know,
sorry. Let's be fair. He's got those Canadian taxes he's going to have to pay. That's going to take a bite out of that. Good Lord, Max Scherzer, how to do it, buddy?
Well, now do you want the MASH unit, the politically motivated pitcher, or the Dominican Missile Crisis?
Yeah, give me the Dominican Missile Crisis.
It's been a little minute since we've heard from Rafael Furcal.
Oh yeah,
who's been the former Braves, Cardinals? Who else did he play for? Is that it for him? I know at least those two teams. But,
I just remember with the Braves.
But
the Royals as
former,
well.
Oh, okay.
Dodgers. I guess he's been around.
Was a journeyman towards the end, I suppose.
Yeah, yeah.
But he's been arrested in Florida after he turned himself in, and he's been charged with two felonies, including throwing a deadly missile into an occupied vehicle.
Is there such a thing as a non-deadly missile? Because I also read this, and that was my first
kind
question.
Kind of benign missile?
Yeah, what is like a friendly missile? I don't. I assumed that that's like saying that you fired a deadly bullet.
Most of them? Yeah.
I would assume, unless it's like a non-lethal.
Rubber bullet.
So are there non-lethal missiles? And if so, what is that? Is that like a Nerf missile?
So it says that their information and details about the incident were not widely immediately available, but Furcal, speaking from his home, told a reporter, Tenchi Rodriguez, that the object he used was a rock, but then he had been attacked with a knife. Now, I don't hear the word missile in there, so I don't exactly know what happened.
Is a rock a missile?
Maybe anything that's a projectile weapon is considered
a
missile because it's quote-unquote launched.
Huh.
Maybe it doesn't have to explode to be a missile. But information, I'm sure, forthcoming, but yeah, Dominican Republic's very own Rafael Furcal, Dominican Missile Crisis.
I will say that if you are going to get charged with a crime, is there a cooler crime than launching a missile at someone?
It's some sort of blaze of glory.
I mean, if you're going to go out swinging. I don't know where you get a missile, but when I think of that, I think of you firing like a rocket,
like a grenade launcher.
Like a grenade launcher.
Yeah, that was my first thought. I'm like, does he have something like that down there?
I've seen too many like movie like Red Dawn. Like if you were a child of the 80s, the RPG was the end all the be all. And the movies also made you believe that a RPG can take down any vehicle. And so when I found out that they're kind of lame and they don't really do much, it was disappointing. Like Rambo's taken out like every aircraft and tank known to man.
And then you find out that wouldn't really happen.
No, it's just like throwing a hand grenade at someone. You're like, oh, that's kind of lame. It just kind of goes poof. But it's still kind of cool, the idea that someone gets into some sort of argument. You're like, hold on. Go get my rocket-fired grenade.
I am starting to think that the name of the crime here sounds a whole lot cooler than the actual crime was. I think he might have just thrown a rock at someone's car.
Yeah.
Which is kind of a, well, I mean, that's not good either, but it's kind of a bummer compared to a missile.
Probably need to update our criminal code to, like, missile rock. Those are two entirely...
Those are different things.
Entirely different things, yes.
All right, a couple more baseball bonbons coming up for you, and then we'll finally get to poke the bear. I got some basketball stuff that I want to get to with Souk, and an elite troll job, draft prospect catching some strays that was not expected. We'll get to all that coming up. Primetime, 1080 The Fan. Welcome back to Primetime. Have your sports bros here. Rob's still out. He'll be back, I don't know, sometime next week. We'll figure it out.
Thursday, I believe, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
Got to pack up the olds and... Hop in the old U-Haul.
That last pilgrimage to the Mecca of Salina.
Yeah, 30-hour drive in a U-Haul.
I do have just a couple more baseball bonbons before we move on. We were talking a little bit about some of the surprise teams in baseball a couple days ago, Detroit Tigers among them.
Yeah.
The team that's only half a game back of the Detroit Tigers, not surprising, it's the Los Angeles Dodgers. Feels like they play with a stacked deck, and that's totally fair.
Like half their pitching staff is hurt, and they don't really care. They're like,
so that's what I was going to get to. Listen, I know they're kind of like the big, bad, evil empire now, at least of the National League. You know, they've got the money. They seem like they're a juggernaut. They can buy whoever they want. But to still compile the record they have with just these pitchers hurt is remarkable. I saw the list come out yesterday. Tyler Glasnow, Brusdar Graterol, Michael Grove, Edgardo Henriquez, Kyle Hurt, Clayton Kershaw, who just came back, Michael Kopech, Shohei Ohtani, who's just obviously not pitching right now, Evan Phillips, River Ryan, Roky Sasaki, Emmett Sheehan, Blake Snell, Gavin Stone, Blake Treinen.
Yeah.
It's like 16 pitchers.
And it doesn't matter.
And they're rolling still.
They're 28-15 with a plus 54 run differential. And like the Roky Sasaki, they just sat down and they were like, they say he's got some sort of impingement and it may be affecting his velocity. And they're like, whatever, just sit down and
take some time.
Yeah, take some time.
We're good.
Yeah, I think Kershaw scheduled, like, I think his first start's going to be in a day or two.
Yeah, I think that's right.
I mean, I
don't know how much he actually has left.
I don't know, but if he's available in the postseason, I mean, that's the beauty part if you're the Dodgers now. I mean, everything you're geared towards is just get to the postseason.
Yeah, and the NL West is pretty good this year, but they're still not going to have any trouble getting there.
No, I mean, but the Padres are right there. The Giants are right there. The Diamondbacks don't stink. I mean, it's a really tough division, but all you have to do is just get into the postseason and you're fine.
Did you know that the first thing that pops up when you Google just Kershaw is Kershaw Knives, Next Level Pocket Knives? That's amazing SEO marketing by whoever works for that company. I mean, it should be Clayton Kershaw that pops up. That's well done.
I don't know. Kershaw Knives. I have a Kershaw knife.
Do you? I guess I'm not familiar with Kershaw
knives. Yeah, they make a little, mine's a little like foldable. And I think they make all kinds. But yeah, it's a high quality knife. And maybe that's what is that Gerber? I think are the two knives. When I think of knives,
my buddy works for runs Benchmade. They do knives as well. At least I think that's what they're called, Benchmade.
Knife Bro is interesting.
Yeah, there was a phase where my little brother wanted to be like specialty dagger bro, like Game of Thronesy. Some of them with like serpents around the handles, like getting into the kind of wizard fantasy realm, but with weapons. He was into that for a little while.
And I may be completely out in left field on this, but I believe Kershaw, or at least their parent company, I think they're in Oregon.
Are they?
I think so.
Let's find out.
It's either, I think one of the big ones, either Kershaw or Gerber, I think is in
Tualatin.
Like, yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
Look at that.
I was going to say, like,
they offer free engraving.
Hey, I thought that was a local company. I knew they were American, and I knew one of those was local.
They're probably better in the playoffs than Clayton Kershaw is. Just my little Giants gig for the
knife
day.
Guy is just, I don't know. I don't know who's weirder, like everyday gun guy or everyday knife guy, because I do feel like they're two, like they overlap. It's like a Venn diagram, but they are different archetype. There's a great, at least gun guy can go and shoot his gun. I don't know what knife guy. There's a great clip of a guy walking into like an armory and like he's like, hey, can I see that knife? And like the guy hands him the knife and then he proceeds to do like Jay. He's like, oh, He's like making like these kung fu moves like Jason Bourne. He's like, it's nice. It's like, what? What do you mean it's nice?
Like he likes the way it's weighted or something?
I don't know. Knife guy is
anytime
is
you
weird.
Start waving those around, I just always think of that Indiana Jones scene where it was supposed to be the big sword fight and the dude in the cloaks spins it all around, and Harrison Ford was sick that day, and he's just got this look on his face like, I can't do this, and he pulls out the gun and shoots him instead of fighting him.
I mean, I guess if you got a knife and the other guy's got nothing, advantage you, but yeah, sure. I'd always be afraid, like, I pulled out a knife, and then the guy just pulled out, like, a 9mm.
Exactly.
Like, yeah. By the way, text program, Kershaw, Gerber, and Benchmade, all yep. Oregon companies?
Yeah.
So are we home of... Is that
I didn't know about Gerber. I did know Benchmade, but...
Yeah, wow.
So are we...
The knife capital of America? We probably are.
Boy, I had no idea. Here I am saying Knife Guy is weird, and are like, we...
We are Knife Guy here in Oregon.
We are Knife Guy? I don't know. Like, I mean, everyday knife carry guy, I mean, I understand the idea of, like, knives can be useful. Like
yeah, utility, sure.
Yeah, utility. But
and Grandpa always had a Swiss Army knife on him.
Yeah, kind of one of those. But yeah, it's an American brand dedicated to crafting and problem-solving, life-saving knives and multi-tools. So I had no idea that I thought one of them was in Portland. Apparently, we're all in Portland.
I'm not really shocked by that. I feel like most of the people that I know, at least 70% are everyday knife guy.
You, your friend circle is 70% everyday knife guy?
I come from Hawkinson, man.
Okay,
come on,
I don't know.
Like, everyone has like four or five pocket knives. Like, we used to go to the mall and dudes would buy knives.
Oh, yeah.
Other dudes would buy throwing stars.
Gerber is a tiger at Oregon.
There you go.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, like every day you leave the house, like you just like, I got my keys, my wallet, and a knife.
Well, you never know when you're going to need it. I mean, I don't do that, but my roommate does.
See, I know Knife Guy, and Knife Guy everyday carry is always like, that guy's quick no matter what. Hey, you want a knife? It's like, I have been through 47 years on the planet, and
you're opening a bag of potato chips. He's like, "Here, let me help," and you're like, "I got it."
It's always the person. It's always the person around Christmas time.
Yep.
Don't worry. Christmas is there.
Oh, let me help with that ribbon.
Yeah, Christmas is their Super Bowl.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, you're opening any sort of package that needs to be opened. That is Knife Guy's Super Bowl.
Sneaky other Super Bowl tailgates.
Yes,
camping.
Let me camping. I feel like it's like part. You expect the knife to be out and used in camping, but. Yeah, Knife Guy loves to use the utility of said knife as often as possible.
I'm not against the idea of like having a knife. It just seems very inconvenient to have. And are you clipping that on your belt? Are you putting that? So just everywhere I go, I have to carry a knife with me. It seems very cumbersome.
It's in the pocket, man. You take the little clip, you put it in the pocket so it's concealed. It's a concealed carry knife. And then when someone needs it, there it is. You whip it out.
Speaking of clipping that, someone on the text line saying, "We are Knife Guy" is probably a clip. Also, Leatherman is made here, text line tells us. We've got it all!
See, Leatherman's a whole other animal.
You're the knife
if you're a
mecca.
Leatherman, that means that son of a bitch is clipped on your belt.
Yeah.
And if you're a Leatherman guy, I think what prevents me from being, certainly prevents me from being Leatherman, but also Knife Guy, I don't wear enough jeans. I feel like you, in order to be knife or certainly Leatherman guy, you got to be jeans and belt guy. Because you can't clip, like, you can't clip a knife onto a pair of, like, a Leatherman on some joggers. You can't do that. First off, that thing's going to, like, weigh your pants down on one side. It's no good. It's no good at all. You got to be jeans, leather, belt guy in order to be Leatherman guy, and I think knife guy.
And you know what I just remembered? And I thought it was a blazer, and it was able to confirm this. Do you remember how the Blazers promoted their campaign for Brandon Roy Rookie of the Year? They were marketing him as this, like, whether you want to call it a five tool player or multi-dimensional or do-it-all player, he was the Leatherman. And so they sent voters and people around the league Brandon Roy Leathermans.
Yeah, I think that is, I do not have a Leatherman other than that one.
Yep.
And I think I still have it in the box from all those years ago. This guy says, I never offer it. People know I carry and volunteer me for other people's
Your
issues.
Reputation as knife guy precedes you.
So you know you're knife guy.
That's
other
great.
People know you're knife guy and they're like, hey,
I'm the knife guy in my group.
Yeah. Is there anyone that's like Rambo knife guy?
Ooh.
Because like that would
I have
be,
a buddy who's Rambo knife guy.
He just carries around Rambo knife.
No, but he's got like three or four and he's very excited to show it to you when he goes camping and he loves camping. Like right now he's in Alaska with his fiance, and he's very excited to be in Alaska.
Because he can use the knife?
He's sending pictures.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. Knife guy.
My buddy's brother makes knives, like custom-made knives. He does the whole steel work in. There's a name for that. I can't remember it, but
he's a blacksmith.
It's not a there's another word for it.
Have you ever seen that show Forged in Fire?
Yeah.
Cuz they make
it. Oh, is that the one where they make weapons?
They make knives and stuff, and I'm telling you, those are the most terrifying human beings on the planet. They all meet a certain criteria, and they all seem very, let's just say, eccentric.
Yeah, and that's the word for it.
And if you've ever met a kid, I had a guy that I knew back in the center, and his son was like weapon guy,
mm-hmm.
and was obsessed with knives and like BB. Like that kid makes me very, very uncomfortable.
But that kid, I mean, I don't want to say it used to be all of us. Do you remember what the Toys R Us gun aisle used to look like?
Yeah.
It was an entire aisle of all guns that looked real.
Dude, this kid, I'm telling you, we all know this kid. He's got like 17 knives.
He's got slingshots. He's got airsoft. He's got always pellets.
He's always trying to make some sort of projectile like weapon.
Oh, yeah. He also has smoke bombs that he attaches to things and launches. Yeah.
But that is that area, though.
Sure. There's more of it in certain places than others.
That kid living in La Center, I kind of think that's fine. If he lived in downtown Vancouver, then I'd be worried.
I don't. I just think that kid's going to grow up and that kid's going to be on a mugshot somewhere. That guy should be on a list. If you own more than like 12 knives before the age of 12, we should keep an eye on you. We really should. Because something bad is about to go down. It really is. Or if you make a regular trip, what's that store in the mall? Excalibur.
Yep.
If you've ever...
That was like my brother's jam. Loved that place.
We should have to like, there should be like a retina, like a government like spy, like camera.
Or just like a registered directory of Excalibur shoppers.
If you go into Excalibur, that shop at the mall, more than 3 times, you should be flagged and you should be like on a no-fly list. Because something... No one needs that many knives or a Captain America shield or a Highlander sword bad enough to go into that place. You're terrifying. I think that is the new windowless van. Like, it used to be like, if I saw you driving a windowless van, I'm like, you're going to commit a crime. I just want to wait out front and take photographs of the Excalibur people and be like, I'm just going to keep an eye on you because chances are there's going to be an unsolved crime and I'm going to look through these photos and it's going to be one of you.
Judging a book by its cover, not always the worst thing.
No.
The NBA playoff game has just started. Jamal Murray is, in fact, playing. Got a couple basketball notes coming up for you, including one rookie prospect catching some surprising shade. And also we'll poke the bear. I have hot Angel Reese audio Jason Sakanik. That's coming up next. Primetime, 1080 The Fan.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere. Applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Online war here with Knife Guy. A lot of Knife Guys.
Hey, I stand with the people. Yeah. We are Knife Guy.
No, we're loving the knife, but like now we're like debating of which is the best knife. Like, so, like, a lot of is it Benchmade?
Yeah.
Yeah, which is another, apparently every knife company in the world is based here in Oregon.
Yeah, my buddy John runs Benchmade. I don't know very much about them. I just know that that is his career.
All I know this is if you go to Benchmade, it says, unleash the power of dark water.
Now, how about this guy who says,
the dark water is more than a knife. It's a tool forged in the elements.
Okay, so this goes back to, I don't always understand when we compile more of these things than we can actually use. This person says, I carry one or two pocket knives every day and typically use them every day. Painter and home remodeler. Now, I understand the utility for painter and home remodeler, but why two? Don't you have one that does? I mean, do they do different things, I guess? They
must. Same reason you carry, where Frank Reynolds carries two guns. One's just not going to get it done. Sometimes you need two.
I saw a story, we might have to save it for In the News tomorrow, about a Grants Pass man that was caught with 74 rifles. I'm like, why? You can't possibly need that many
of
those.
Yes, you can't. By the way, I'm on Benchmade right now. I'm going to take the knife quiz.
Ooh.
I'm
going to find out. What kind of a knife guy are you?
I'm going to find out what kind of knife guy. I'm dedicating. I'm becoming knife guy.
Okay, well, now we know what we're doing in the club.
That's right. I'm taking my knife quiz. I'm going to find out can I unleash the power of dark waters, or is that too much knife for me?
Should we all take the quiz and figure out who has the bigger knife?
I think okay, I like where we're going
here. You know, like when you buy a motorcycle, you never get the big boy first. You got to get the start. Do I need a starter knife? I feel like maybe the dark water, it's too much for me. I feel like I can't handle the responsibility.
And that's why the great people of Benchmade have the Find the Perfect Knife for You quiz. And a Father's Day gift guide, which is right around the corner, so you can forward this to the BTJ and your kids and anybody else in your life.
Do people get knife envy?
Probably. I know that people get big knife energy.
Well, there's a lot of people on here that are really champion their knives. So if I pull out like a Kershaw, is Benchmade guy going to look at me and be like, you bitch? Like, check this out. Try the dark water. Boom!
Oh, yeah.
I used to watch there was like a QVC show, like a home shopping one. And there was a guy, I think his name was like Don West or whatever. And he was always selling knives.
He was like the weapon guy.
And it was always like, it wasn't just one knife. It was like a series of like, you will never see this deal again. 17, each one of these knives is worth $1,000 and you get them all for $29.99. And there was always a sword. There was always a samurai sword in there.
Yep.
And then he was always cutting something and he would always cut himself. He was always like lacing open his hand.
On the show?
On the show.
That seems like not the, well, I mean, I guess it proves the sharpness of the knives, but maybe that you're not the best one for handling them.
I guarantee someone knows what I'm talking about. There was like, he was a classic dude and he had a big old Southern accent and he would go on there and he was always selling knives like late at night. He's like, who needs this? You will never find this deal again. And I never was knife guy until now. Now I'm becoming knife guy.
Well, I'm already at a crossroads in my quiz, so I'm going to probably have to do that in the break. But we will get to what kind of a knife guy we are or what knife guy we need to become. But I did want to get to this audio because, well, she's carrying an entire league, Jason, at least in part with Caitlin Clark. Yeah. Angel Reese in the media again, not because she thinks so highly of her role in women's basketball, which, listen, she's a big deal, she's a big draw, she's got a McDonald's meal, everybody talks about her. But you'll remember a year ago when she was asked about why people watch women's basketball, she had this to say.
It all started from the national championship game, and I've been dealing with this for 2 years now. And understanding, like, yeah, negative things have probably been said about me, but honestly, I'll take that because look where women's basketball is. People are talking about women's basketball. You never would think that we'd be talking about women's basketball. People are pulling up to games. We got celebrities coming to games, sold out arenas, like just because of one single game. And just looking at that, like, I'll take that role. I'll take the bad guy role, and I'll continue to take that on and be that for my teammates. And if I want to be that, and I know I'll go down in history, I'll look back in 20 years and be like, yeah, the reason why we watching women's basketball is not just because of one person. It's because of me, too, and I want y'all to realize that.
Okay. So we know that take's been out there.
Yeah.
Well, the WNBA season is about to begin. Angel Reese went back for a game at LSU, just like Sabrina did at Oregon and Caitlin Clark did at Iowa. And she was asked about that role of being someone who carries the torch for the sport.
Last year, you made a powerful statement saying the reason people are watching women's basketball is not just because of one player, but because of you too. A year later, do you feel like you're
next
getting...
Next question.
Yeah, we'll move on. Thank you.
Really? If you're going to go tooting your own horn and championing yourself and then you get asked about it and refuse to answer it, what are we even doing here?
Just don't get me started. She might be my most disliked athlete in the world right now.
That's why this was posted.
And that's saying something. I would also like to point out that she sucks. She sucks. She might.
She's
have,
a rebounding machine.
She
you
might have
it.
The worst looking shot known to man of anyone.
What's worse, her shot or dribbling in the open court?
I've never seen anything. It baffles me. Once I kind of figured out who she was, and I was like, oh, that's cool, right, growing the women's game, and then I actually saw her play, I'm still trying to process why she's famous. Like, she is objectively a bad basketball player. She can't shoot a layup.
She racks up those rebounds, bro.
Half of them are her own rebounds.
That's right.
She looks like a baby deer on ice skates.
That's right, too.
You watch any of the really good players, was it like... who's the Las Vegas Aces gal?
Aja Wilson.
Aja Wilson, yeah. Or Caitlin Clark, or
Kelsey Plum.
Yeah, Kelsey Plum, Taurasi. Like, you watch the Dawn Staley highlights, you watch them, and then you watch Angel Reese and tell me.
They're not the same.
Tell me what's missing. And yet somehow Angel Reese thinks that she's the face of women's basketball. I guess.
She's a face.
She's a face. Yeah.
Well, we have a big task ahead of us in the club because we are still going to get to buried treasure on the West Coast, the hunt for it, and the finding of said buried treasure. Mm-hmm. There's also a Rubik's Cube record that was broken that seems impossible.
And more importantly, I'm going to find out.
Most importantly,
I'm going to find out what kind of knife guy I'm about to be.
That's right. The three of us will tell you what kind of knife bros we're going to be. I'm already, I don't want to say stumped at the first question, but I'm at a crossroads. We'll
Can
get
I
to that.
Can I carry mine like on a necklace? Like, you know, like the sheriff's badge?
Well, let me tell
just
you.
Just carrying my knife around my neck.
One of the uses is everyday carry. So I'm guessing, I don't know if sheriff necklace is going to be an included choice, but we could go down that road together.
It's on a fighting.
And we'll do that next in the club, 1080 The Fan.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.